We're just going to usher right into round two. We got Two-Face versus the Riddler. Getting into the core group here.
I say Two-Face. We touched on a little bit with Riddler. Like, he's never actually trying to do crimes. Like, he just wants to say that I'm smarter than Batman.
Right.
And as much as his schemes may work, they never fully work, so he's not. Like,
well, I like the Riddler from, I believe it's Arkham City, because that version of Riddler, he's actually trying to bring to light corrupt people within like the government and everything. So he, in a way, he's doing a little bit of good, but I mean, still Riddler. I mean, he's just awesome with his puzzles and everything.
So. I don't know. Jim Carrey's Riddler is pretty awesome too.
Oh man, terrible.
Why is it called puzzles?
That's the puzzle.
I didn't realize we were bringing How I Met Your Mother in this.
Whenever we can.
We bring whatever we want into this.
It's all fair game.
I don't know. I mean,
for better or for worse.
The Riddler is always more fun than Two-Face, right? So there's that element. But does that make him a better villain overall? I think the struggle that Batman has with Harvey Dent definitely plays a major factor into making him a really good villain.
Because Batman doesn't see, in the same way that Batman doesn't see himself as Bruce Wayne, he sees himself as Batman. He doesn't see Two-Face as Two-Face. He sees him as Harvey Dent. Even when he's at the wrong end of a gun or whatever, like, he constantly sees him as Harvey and is continuously returning to refer to him as Harvey. He refers to him as Harvey constantly. Yeah. Even when he's like, I'm Two-Face. He's like, you're Harvey. And Harvey's in there somewhere. And so that makes him, I think, a better villain in this matchup than Riddler does, because he's, again, having to fight with Batman having to fight against himself of his nature of wanting his friend back. And he has to fight who Harvey Dent is now as the Two-Face.
Well, if we're going to actually talk about Riddler's villainous side, I mean, there is the one arc where Riddler actually takes over all of Gotham by cutting off the power. And I'm not sure what it is, but it plants start growing up all over the place and everything. But he controls Gotham with robots and drones. And, I mean, to that extent, I don't think Harvey...
He's Amazon Prime?
Riddler Bezos confirmed.
Have a healthy fear, sir. Amazon, we love you.
We welcome our future overlords.
And or sponsors.
Anyway, continue.
But so to that extent, if we're talking about villains, I don't think Harvey Dent has done anything that extreme to that where he actually controlled all of Gotham.
That's a good point. I mean, you're wrong, but it's still a good point.
You're a good point. Rhubarb, fill in the dead air.
No, I mean, like, I
why don't we vote?
I think we should vote.
I think so, too.
If only we had some sort of signal to tell you that we were ready to vote.
I was say, if only there was dead air because we were signaling you for something.
Sounded like you guys had more to say. Specifically, Ed said.
The dead silence was the sound that...
We can edit that out.
Edson, you go first. Officially official.
Two-Face.
One for Two-Face. How about Josh?
I have moose ears. Moose antlers.
I didn't see.
I went last.
Fair enough. We'll go last for you. John Avery.
Two for Two-Face.
Two for Two-Face. How about Tim?
Gotta go with the Riddler.
Matt.
Don't worry. It's over. Two-Face.
Josh.
Riddle me
that's
this.
That's good, because, I mean, I was leaning Riddler, so I'm going to go Riddler overall.
All right.
That is actually one of his great lines, like, riddle me this.
Very creative.
But that's the only good line.
Right before he tells a riddle. It's very confusing, honestly.
All right. Two-Face moving on. Next, we got Catwoman versus Bane.
Wow.
I'm going to go Bane on this one because he is always a villain.
See, I was going to go with Catwoman on this one because women are always evil.
Wow.
Can we bleep him again? Or?
That is Edson's take. That is right. Not.
Only his. Again, only him.
I can say that comfortably because my wife will not be listening to this podcast.
All right, no, so, that dead air was
no,
there.
So
the thing is, though, that I think represent those are the fights at the Roundtable podcast. Yeah,
I do feel that Catwoman is a harder villain to deal with, again because of the fact that they have that close relationship, and so in the same way that Two-Face has that close relationship with Batman, or that Harvey Dent has that close relationship with Batman, with Bruce Wayne, Catwoman has the relationship with Batman in that way. And so as the fact that Bruce Wayne identifies himself as Batman and has to struggle with his feelings towards Catwoman makes her a better villain to deal with than Bane. Where with Bane, it pushes him to his limits as far as being the great detective. Emotionally, it's harder to deal with him having to deal with Catwoman.
If this comes down later on to Catwoman versus Two-Face at some point, I'm going to use that argument against you.
That would be fantastic.
Because what you said was that he has a relationship, Bruce Wayne has a relationship with Harvey Dent.
Correct.
But Batman has a relationship with Catwoman.
Yes.
Therefore.
But they Catwoman. Know, I know that Bruce has a longer history and this isn't the match, man.
He has like, aged phenomenally.
Bruce and Selina know who each other are, mm-hmm. at least most of the time.
Yeah.
Like, that's an established outside of superhero world. Like, that's their relationship. World. Right.
Right, right. Real life.
Yeah.
But she doesn't know that he's Batman.
Eventually.
Yeah, she does a lot of the time.
Yeah.
A lot of the time.
I forgot.
And not because she's so smart she figured it out.
Because he told her.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, want to know my secret identity?
Well, in one arc.
I'm going to take this mask/cowl off.
In one arc, I believe Batman actually marries her. So
we're sticking with the main.
I think you're right.
I thought they got
that end.
It all counts.
I thought they got really close and never got married, or they got divorced right away. Or something.
I was gonna say because that could definitely mean that she's his worst.
Because he's married to crime.
See, there you go. Like I said,
I don't know. The last time I saw Batman, him and Catwoman were at
a cafe.
Very fancy cafe in Europe. So
how it should have ended.
She's no Talia al Ghul.
Well, yeah. No, but I, as much as he's got some struggle with Catwoman, I do like that. Like, Bane is always a villain. He's always an adversary.
The broken back.
Yeah. Broken back, you almost can't top it. But
actually, he's not always an adversary because when he did break his back, he actually did take up the mantle of Batman.
No, that was Jean somebody.
Claude Van Damme.
there's actually two story arcs that I'm aware of where Bane does don the mantle of Batman.
Well, those are terrible story arcs, and I want to pretend that they don't exist. And will. I will pretend that they don't exist.
Matt, if you want to do that, maybe you should get your own podcast.
Done.
Wait, we did that.
Yeah, it's got to be Bane for me. Probably wondering why you would kill a man before throwing him out of a plane.
For you.
I just because
it doesn't matter what our plane is. Jean-Paul Valley, by the way.
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
That's the only Jean that there
That's
is.
Fine.
Jean-Luc Picard.
Jean-Luc Picard.
John Jones?
Oh.
I don't know. I've never been a Bane guy. Like, that was...
He's like the Bane of your existence?
Yes.
I assume he was not in the 60s Batman
correct.
At all?
Correct. Okay. I believe he came in somewhere probably... 80s? If I had to Batman guess, I would was say in the 60s. 80s?
Thank you.
I thought
if
it was
I had 80, to guess.
80 or 83, something like that.
Right?
Bane?
Yes. Bane was in the 80s.
Tactician Luchador sounds like the 80s.
So, yeah.
Tactician Luchador. Right.
That's a great band name, though. Right. Dang, I'd go see a band called Tactician Luchador.
Dang.
But you can't because of COVID. So I don't know.
Why are you wearing a mask?
Well, he is.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Bane is keeping us safe.
Yes. That's the first thing I think of when I think of Bane is someone who keeps me safe.
His debut in 93.
I feel like Catwoman is such a classic character. I do get the argument of that she's not always a bad guy. But I think that actually increases her value as an actual villain because she is more complex and flawed as a human being than just pure evil of Bane.
Her schemes, though, are never like, let me destroy all these people or commit like serial murders or...
No, they're just like, personal.
I stole a bunch of money from rich people. And like...
She's a cat burglar.
Which is the best people to steal from, just saying.
So
they've got all the good stuff.
I don't know. It's not as important that he stops her. Like,
so why does he do it though? Right?
Because she's still morally wrong.
She's breaking the law, and
but a lot of people
morally
are
morally wrong, and like, so yeah, he's but he also like lets her go sometimes because it doesn't really matter. And so there's that, like, I don't know.
And when things get real bad, she's usually there to help him.
Because she's not actually that evil.
Yeah, that's true.
So when things actually go bad, she's like, well, I'm a good guy on this one. Mm-hmm. Because like, we don't want to kill people.
Listen, Bane might have broken Batman's back.
Don't.
But Catwoman broke his heart.
However you vote, I want to vote the other way.
I vote for Bane.
I just think we should vote, yeah.
I'm ready. I actually think you may have swayed me, Matt. Hold on.
Josh, you want to go first then?
Sure. Bane.
That's really great for Nokia up there.
How about Tim?
Bane.
Bane. Edson.
Meow.
Meow. John Avery.
Bane.
Bane.
You guys suck.
I'll be voting the other way of Edson and voting for Bane.
Bane has moved
so
on.
Wrong.
4-1.
It would appear that we're right.
Deathstroke versus Ra's Ra's al Ghul, the League of Assassins.
Rosh Hashanah.
According to my internet research, the creators originally
named him Tim.
Went with Ra's.
You can definitely believe it because it's on the internet.
So giraffes have three hearts. So,
yep.
Google only tells the truth.
So, Ra's Ra's versus who again?
Deathstroke.
Oh, this one's easy for me.
Yeah, I think this one's easy too. I mean, I like Deathstroke. I think he's really cool and he's a fun character. But I think overall, Ra's Ra's is way
more. Immortal.
Which one of them trained Batman?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like Ra's al Ghul is just a better.
He's not only
a much better.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I stopped listening to you. Not only did he train Batman, but he also trained Obi-Wan. So, I mean, feel like that leans some credibility, right?
Why would you kidnap his daughter? I don't understand.
Right, exactly.
Well, dude has such a unique set of skill sets.
It's just got super meta.
By all taking 4, you're just a bad dad.
Yeah. It's more like misplaced instead of taken.
Isn't there a TV show about it, though? Like a prequel? Really? Yeah.
So no. It's a prequel, yeah.
So somebody gets kidnapped every week?
I have no idea. I'm not going to watch it.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to watch
it. It's not even Liam Neeson.
Oh, then
yeah,
never mind.
It's not Liam Neeson.
No, yeah.
Well, because he'd be older by the time he shoots the prequel.
It was a fairly recent
technology
show.
Exists. We could make him young. It'd be fine.
I don't know. It wouldn't even be him doing the stunts. It would just be his voice.
But. All right, we're choosing Liam Neeson over who?
Who cares?
Deathstroke versus League of Assassins.
Yeah, I don't think
leader.
My opinion.
Deathstroke has the super cool factor, but Ra's al Ghul is a bigger deal and a better villain.
Plus, he's a lot older.
Oh, yeah. A lot older.
Decent amount older.
Who's older, Ra's al Ghul or Josh?
Josh.
Ooh, Josh.
Depends. Do you have a Lazarus Pit, Josh?
Pretty sure Josh introduced him to the Lazarus Pit.
I need new friends. Are we voting or what?
I thought we just
did.
Just
said Josh.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Not voting on that.
Nope. Ra's al Ghul.
Ra's al
Ghul. My official vote.
Ra's al Ghul.
Ra's al Ghul. 5-0.
I heard 3.
5-0.
That's enough.
I'm voting for
just officially anyone for Deathstroke. Anyone for Deathstroke. There you have it. Just making sure. Okay. Last matchup of round 2, Joker versus Scarecrow.
Ooh. So I want to argue for Scarecrow. I feel like it's easy to argue for Joker, but Scarecrow is an excellent adversary because he has to try and find... His specialty is finding people's fears, right? Him to try and find what Batman's fears are is... I don't know.
A little on the nose, you know? Bats?
Bats? Right. But Batman embraces his fear, which makes it super hard to have that be... make it what you're afraid of. I think in one of the episodes or in one of the comics, the best way that Scarecrow gets to him is that he makes him like feel irrelevant, or isn't that what he does? I forget. I'm trying to think.
He has like a toxin that, you know, will, like, he doesn't necessarily know what all Batman's fears are, but his toxin will, when exposed, like, make you,
your fears take over.
Yeah.
And that's a cool, you get to see a different side of Batman in some of those, I think, where, like, Batman is always, like, the calm, cool, collected, in control, like, I'm Batman, I can deal with this. When he has to literally fight his fears, you see what plagues him. It's like, that's a cool thing you get out of Scarecrow.
I think this is a great matchup, because on the one hand, Joker doesn't really care about anything. He just wants to do what Joker does. And then the Scarecrow, like, he likes to manipulate fear out of people, and it gets to the point of where he doesn't feel any emotion, or he's the only thing that puts fear in Scarecrow is Batman. So, and in one of the things I like, because I like DC comic books better than Marvel, but Marvel definitely has a better cinematic universe. But in DC, Scarecrow actually gets Sinestro Core Ring, since that has to do a lot with fear, and Scarecrow does inflict fear. So
that's a cool premise.
That is pretty cool.
I know Joker's like the guy, the most iconic, but I like the kind of shift in what you see from Batman with Scarecrow. I don't know if that outweighs it, though. Like, Joker's just pure chaos.
So then just want to watch the world chaos.
I think in the animated series, he gets confronted by the IRS, and he's like, you got to pay those people. And they're like, you fight Batman. He's like, yeah, but that's the IRS. You don't mess with them.
That's fair.
Because he's smart.
Right. I just feel, I love Joker's is a better villain than Scarecrow, in the sense that it's in the Heath Ledger Joker where Batman's talking to...
Some men just want to watch the world burn?
Yes, he says to him, some people just want to watch the world burn. And
Alfred,
Alfred says that to him, and he's like, you just don't understand him. You can't possibly beat him because you cannot understand him. And I think that's a really cool thing for Batman to have to go up against. Where
there is no motive.
Right.
Right, and that's kind of what I mean by, like, pure chaos. Joker should be very easy to beat. Like, he's a dude, no powers, and he's insane. Like,
but he has nothing
insane
to
people
lose.
Shouldn't be able to accomplish that much.
Right. But with nothing to lose.
Right, he's so off the charts and, like, no inhibitions, like, does not care.
He doesn't care if he wins or loses.
Right. And he likes the game with Batman.
And has this natural ability to lead people. Like, people just, he has minions by the dozens that just go and die for him.
You
want to
see how I can make this pen disappear?
But, like, you know what I mean? Like, so there's some sort of charismatic thing with him that people will do his bidding. It's like, it reminds me of like
our pastor.
Fight Club.
Oh, yes.
Right? Like at the end of Fight Club, when everything turns into chaos right there. Like, if you would have told me that was Joker leading all them, I'd be like, oh, yeah, that totally makes sense to me. Because you have this horde of people who are just doing what they were told to do. And I think that helps make him, because he can grow his army, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see that really with Scarecrow so much, but I mean, they all have their own henchmen, you know. But
you think Fight Club was an origin story for the Joker?
I think that one was called Joker.
Which was actually, okay. I think, not that great a movie.
But
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, me either yet. But I think the fact that Fight Club could be an origin story for Joker helps me. Like, that's the argument towards the Joker. Because, like, he doesn't have a true origin story. But
that's
another really
cool feature.
Right. That's what I'm thinking. You could tell me that was part one of the Joker. And I'm like, okay, so that's how he became the Joker.
But that's also the great smile. Thing about Joker. Joker actually doesn't have a true origin story.
Mm-hmm.
As to where, like, Scarecrow, we know Scarecrow's origin. But Joker, that's undefined.
That is an awesome
We still don't
thing.
Know for sure who the Joker is.
Right.
Right.
There's
all kinds
of awesome things about who the Joker. That is one of the great things.
Yeah, there's no canon.
The creators of the Joker did by not having an origin. Like, mm-hmm. he just appears. And you have no story on him.
He's just the Joker. And he's completely psychotic. No idea what his actual motivation is. Not sure he has one. Simultaneously, though, he's brilliant. Like, these complex puzzles and, like, he comes up with better puzzles than the Riddler does.
And brutal. Like, the Killing Joke,
yeah.
right? Just brutal.
Killing Joke is
not
the movie. Top tier story.
The comic.
Mm-hmm.
The movie was awful, too.
No, the comic was much better.
Yeah.
So, just also, Joker crippled Batgirl.
Right.
And he killed Robin.
Yeah.
So, yeah. He definitely put some major damage on the Bat family.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Mm-hmm.
You guys ready to go?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll do it. Anyone for Scarecrow?
As much as I'd like to,
I'm gonna give Scarecrow one vote.
Well, you're wrong.
Nice.
I'm afraid not to.
This is one of those where Scarecrow's got plenty of merits, just not enough to beat the Joker.
Yeah. It's a good matchup.
It is a good matchup.
Yeah. Joker takes it though, 4-1.
Yes.
Semifinals, we got Two-Face versus Bane.
What do you think, Matt?
I like Two-Face better as a Batman villain.
I go for Bane.
He's baiting you. Yep.
That's understandable. So,
but you can defeat
both of them,
Two-Face, by just throwing a bunch of quarters at him.
But do you think that'll really make him change?
Oh.
Oof. Mm. That's how you defeated me. Dang.
Bane's first appearance was in 1993.
Oh, 93.
Jeez.
Wow.
Yeah.
In the animated series?
No.
No, in Vengeance of Bane, issue number 1, it says.
Hmm. Cool.
I mean, this is Wikipedia.
It's hard to start with Vengeance.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
yeah, it's your first...
First move.
First appearance. Like, not even like he had appeared in other comics.
This is my Vengeance.
Right.
His first title series.
We've never met.
Okay, so here's my thing with Two-Face. So, for him, you have personal tragedy. Like, significant personal tragedy that takes him from law-abiding citizen, good person, friend of Bruce Wayne, and turns him into just angry chaos. Right? He's not, like, Joker level. There's no reason behind anything, but it's just, like, doesn't care anymore. And is just willing to kill people. He's, like, just do whatever I want. Nothing matters. I don't care. I hate all of you. I hate everything. I'm going to kill everybody. Right? And so, in so many ways... I like that he is what so easily could have happened to Bruce. Mm. Right? Like, some of Batman's story as a character is that, like, he's teetering on this line of, like, he at any point could have crossed this line and been, whatever, I'm just gonna do what I want, and I'm going to kill everybody. Right. And that's the whole Batman.
As soon as he gives in once.
Yeah. Right. And so you have this, like, force for good, and his motivation for being a force for good, though, is just out of, like, this complete brokenness that he experienced at the loss of his parents. And then you have personal tragedy causing the opposite effect. And Batman knowing that tragedy and feeling the pain of that tragedy, because there's other villains like Mr. Freeze where it's like, so he has this woman that he loves and, like, but, like, Batman wasn't friends with him before that happened. Like, he didn't watch that unfold. So it's a heightened level of that.
Yeah, this is, I mean, it's semifinals, so it makes sense, but it is one of the really good matchups. We're getting down to, like,
well,
top tier.
Top should be in the semifinals, top, I think.
Right? Sometimes. You'd be surprised.
Would I?
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe not you.
So, I feel like in this kind of matchup, who do you think? I don't know. I'm really, really struggling between the emotional hurt that Two-Face brings Batman versus the physical break-your-back hurt that Bane brings him. And yet, Batman still is able to overcome both of those things. I mean, because he's not paralyzed.
Right. I was like, who can beat Batman? I'm taking Bane. But what makes a better story?
I would have taken Catwoman, but whatever.
What makes a better story? I would say Two-Face. While still being a great villain. Not just because he's Harvey.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to think of what things Two-Face has actually done within, like, comic books or even the animated series that makes him such a great villain. So if you were to take away the emotional connection between him and Batman, would he still be in the semifinals?
That's a good point. I am swayed by that argument.
I don't know that he has as many notable. I mean, he's essentially a crime boss.
Right. I mean, he's part of a thing called the Secret Society of Supervillains. I feel like that helps. That helps the argument that he's a supervillain.
I guess. But he has no superpower.
But
you have no superpower.
At least from a more notable standpoint, I mean, we all know Bane broke Batman's back. What has Harvey done?
Well, okay, so I'm on Wikipedia right now. And it's funny because his abilities are criminal mastermind, skilled marksman in hand-to-hand combat, deep knowledge of criminal law. So he's an attorney.
He represents himself in
Your
court.
Your Honor,
okay,
I did not.
Hold on.
Avoiding attorney fees.
Okay, so hold on, though. What makes him evil is the fact that he's an attorney. So it's hard to argue that.
That is fair.
If Bane was just a big brute, then I would think this is a little more of a difficult matchup. But because he's so intellectual as well, and he is such a challenge for Batman, I'm leaning towards Bane as a better overall villain.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
If there's no other points, I'll put you to vote. Speak now. Or forever hold your peace. Okay. Let's start with Tim.
Gotta give it to Bane.
One for Bane. Josh.
Two for Bane.
Two for Bane. Edson.
Three for Bane.
Three for Bane.
Everybody for Bane?
All for Bane.
Bane for all.
Two-Face.
Two-Face.
Oh.
Give him I'm surprised one. He even knew who the other person we're arguing for.
Well, I had to wake him up first.
You got to. I was sleeping.
And in the semifinals, the other side, we have Ra's al Ghul versus the Joker.
I really thought it was going to come these two in the finals.
Yeah.
Seedings when the randomizer.
Seedings are.
Yeah. Thanks, bracket.
Okay, so Ra's al Ghul is instrumental in Batman becoming Batman, right? Like,
correct.
With the training. And the whole.
Plus, he's the grandfather of the current Robin.
Yes. True.
Also correct.
However, I think as a character overall, and like we touched on this a little bit earlier, Mark Hamill's fantastic as Joker. Heath Ledger was fantastic as Joker. Jack Nicholson was fantastic as Joker. Like, I just think that, look, I mean, Joker's a good enough character. They made a standalone movie of a villain. And it was widely
had critical acclaim.
Yes. Acclaimed was the word I was looking for. Right. I have not seen it yet. I want to, but I have not seen it yet. But I think that says something about the character itself Now, it might just be that, hey, we don't really have to stick to this origin story, so we have a lot more flexibility and creative liberties we can take, whereas you may not be able to do that with some other villains, right? You can't do that with Red Skull. You can't, you know what I mean? So I love the fact that you can change it up all the time. I love the fact that multiple people played it really, really well. I love that he is insane, but yet super calculated. And for some reason, just can't feel pain physically. Like, there's some crazy in, you can keep punching me, it doesn't matter, because it's not going to affect me.
Right, I'm just going to laugh at it.
Right. Yeah. Like, that's so frustrating.
I'm laughing because I'm just thinking of Batman punching him and he just keeps laughing at him.
Yeah. Well, I mean, how it should have ended did that?
Yes. He's punching him into the past.
Every time he punches him, he turns into the previous version of the Joker. And he goes all the way back to Cesar Romero. I like
how different Rache is. Of like, it's not like crime boss or somebody in Gotham. Like, this is a dude who has found a way to essentially become immortal and is trying to influence the entire world. Like, to his worldview.
Yeah, he's not, it's not like he's a petty criminal, right? It's not him just trying to steal diamonds because they're pretty. It's not him just like trying to, you know, I want to rule Gotham because I just want to be the
But Joker's not that either though.
No, I'm not saying that Joker is. It's
Joker
just,
is option C.
Right. Okay, I got you. Okay.
It's just that I think I really like Ra's al Ghul because he has this impetus for to be this force to be reckoned with, in which he wants to, he has a long, long view in mind.
Well, he wants to take over the world, not just Gotham.
Right.
I mean, the Joker released the world's worst villains from the Negative Zone, including the Daleks. I mean, that's pure evil right there. Not the Dalai Lama.
Oh.
The Daleks.
Ah.
Doctor Who?
Ask your nerd.
Doctor what?
That's
strange.
Yeah, I mean, I like Ra's al Ghul. Ra's music exchange and claimants.
Ra's.
Ra's.
Rosh Hashanah.
Rosh Hashanah al Ghul.
You just call him Rag. R-A-G.
But again, he's another one that I feel like, much like Bane, came into at least my view, my knowledge of the Batman world way later on.
Everything came into your view way later on. Everything's out.
Yeah, I'm old. So to me, the animated series is new. So, like, I'm working off of, you know, the 80s. So.
1880s.
I mean, I like Ra's just for the fact of the League of Assassins or League of Shadows, whichever one you want to call it. But the fact that he also has the Lazarus Pit, which has come across many different stories of like bringing Jason Todd back, and even I believe Batman has used the Lazarus Pit at some point, and the fact that he is also more bent on conquering the whole world than just Gotham City. I know Joker will go to other towns, but I mean, when we're talking about Batman, I mean, it's just all about Gotham. So.
I just looked it up. His first appearance was 1971. So he's been around a lot longer than I realized, but.
Yeah. Ra's, or Ra's or whatever.
I love the fact that we're all pronouncing it differently.
He,
Albert Ghul.
Yeah. Stephen McGool. He does have the, like, a unique thing, too, of, like, he is something that Batman overcame to be Batman. Like, he made Batman this incredible fighter, but then was like, join my cause. And also, this is a guy who is incredibly smart and finds these people who are going to join his organization and do his bidding. And like Batman had to like escape that is kind of a cool thing as well. In his storyline that like Batman was a prime candidate for that. of like, if we were all in control, this would be better. There wouldn't be crime in these places where like we could just have control and let me take over the world and blah, 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 blah. And
people have free will.
Right. So for Bruce to like overcome.
Well, because being a part of a cult is not an easy, like when you're drawn into a cult, if you're a person that could be drawn into a cult, breaking out of that is not like just some small thing. So Batman to be drawn in, because that's what he was. He's being drawn into that cult to be able to stop and be like, no, and break out of that makes Ra's al Ghul a much more arch nemesis, or makes him a better villain to have to try and overcome.
But also, I'm just ready to vote whenever, because he is so good and he is much better, but not much better than the Joker.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. He's top four.
I've been going back and forth, and like,
but if you had to choose,
Ra's being this influential for this long, because we don't know how old he is, but it's always centuries, right? Like, and he still hasn't taken over the world. It's like, maybe how good is he at that point? Like,
is Batman the only thing stopping him for the last 300 years? Like, is that like,
what is their relationship like? I mean, does he have good race relations?
Oh my gosh!
Oh, God. I believe he's actually okay with Batman defeating him, like in some.
He'll like accept it, but
he wants him to
obviously
kill
he's
him
losing to other people too.
I feel like there's some sort of respect that Ra's has for.
Oh, for sure. That's why he wants him to take over. Yeah, he wants him to be Batman the next leader of the league. He definitely respects him.
I believe it's Batman Beyond. He actually tries to take over Batman's body to put his mind in Batman's body.
Yeah. Batman, I don't remember if it's Beyond or not, but that definitely happens.
So if he has such a high respect for Batman and he wants him to be his successor, then...
Which, if you're immortal, what do you need a successor for?
Well, I mean, maybe he's not actually immortal. Hmm.
If Batman kills him with his sword,
right. So
he's done.
Would that then, by definition, mean he's less of an actual villain, per se?
No, because his beliefs and views are almost 180 to Batman. Of like, we need to be in control, we make the decisions, we influence people, no matter what the cost. Like, we will take out the corrupt by killing them all.
So the thing that the Joker has is that, like, he is, I don't know, I just think that he's the perfect nemesis for Batman, because Batman will never be able to figure him out, because there's no motivation. Like, nobody could ever figure the Joker out. Like, there's nothing there to be figured out. He just is doing whatever happens. There's literally no motivation. It's just like, I'm doing what happens in the moment.
Right.
And Batman's thing is that, like, well, I can beat all of these people who are so much more powerful than I am, because I'll just outthink them. And I'll just be seven steps ahead and make them look dumb. He's also an incredible fighter, but he beats people that he has no business beating on his capability of just fighting. And the Joker is not even this like incredible fighter or anything. It's just like, you're never going to figure me out, and you'll catch me and put me in prison and whatever. But like, I'll get out, and then it will be right back in the same spot, because like, you're never going to figure me out.
Yeah, at least Batman can respect Al Ghul, because there's order. Right? His goal is order. His goal is.
Well, that's why he can stay a step ahead of him, because he can figure out what his motivation is. He can figure out what's gonna drive him, and then think that way to get to the next step.
Right.
So
the flip side of that is Joker is the complete opposite of that.
So Batman's like, what am I not gonna think about? Okay, I'll do that.
Right. So like, you have Batman who's looking for order, and Joker who's only about chaos, for the sake of chaos.
Right.
Like Matt was saying, like,
right, there's no point.
Just for the sake of messing with Batman.
Shall we vote?
Yes.
Please.
Anybody for Ra's?
Nah.
Joker.
All right. Joker moves on. And as you all know, that leaves us with the final, Bane versus Joker.
I thought this might be where it came to before it started.
I thought it was going to be two of those 16 we started with. Would be
that's a good starting point.
It's pretty good. Really disappointed with Condiment King starting here.
And I think it probably would have been if, you know, depending on the seating, I could have totally seen that.
Seating's hard.
The final.
Yeah. Randomizing's hard.
Condiment King? Anyone?
What?
No.
All right.
He lost the playing
Calendar Man, dude. Got snubbed.
Bane is more likely to pull off something that, like, Tim's been really, like... Like big time accomplishments were like taking over the city for a long period of time, or like being a villain that like could go up against the Justice League in some form or fashion, not on his own, but like Bane has that. But as far as like the perfect Batman villain, it's Joker.
So I've been saving this because I wanted to save this for the last round because
I love it.
Everybody knew Joker was going to make it to the finals. So
he was predetermined.
Spoiler alert.
So my favorite version of the Joker is Endgame. If you haven't read that comic,
that's Marvel
comic
big
book,
purple guy,
go
love on his hand.
go come read on. Batman Endgame.
It is Batman.
It is phenomenal, but so in this story arc, Joker has actually been around for a lot longer because he found a Lazarus pit. And so he's been using that Lazarus pit before Gotham was even created to manipulate things, kind of like a Court of Owls type of deal. But you find out, spoilers, You find out that Joker...
So I'm not going to read this, is what you're telling me. I'm not going to read this. I'm not going to look
for it. I still recommend reading it. But Joker is actually... He's the one that hires the criminal to go down the alleyway to shoot Martha and Thomas and actually create Batman.
What?
No, you can't like predict that like killing a kid's parents is going to make... You a future arch nemesis.
Well, no, that's the whole thing
that's
about
a,
this.
That's
this
a negative
comic book arc is that Joker played such a big influence on actually creating Batman without him realizing it. And,
yeah, I don't think he was.
I thought it was Robin that created
that was
Batman.
Teen Titans Go. I don't think he's saying that Joker knew this would create Batman. I think he inadvertently created Batman by setting that guy down there to go kill him. It was just another crime.
I got the
they were just trying to kill
that
Thomas and Martha.
Joker knew what he was doing to create Batman. Oh, like
see, that's
it,
wrong.
It.
See, that's what I'm saying.
This is not going well because now I'm voting for Bane.
I think that would be
like this. Like,
there's no way to know.
All the things that make the Joker the perfect Batman nemesis are like undone if he's this evil mastermind.
That's just this version of Joker, which
yes,
I like.
An evil mastermind can be figured out.
Mm-hmm. Which
not
is,
if he's chaotic.
Correct, but that's why.
But there's a chief motivation. If you're having that kind of foresight, like you're working towards something.
Okay, so
for
Jack
generations,
Nicholson,
like there
well,
is
yes, for generations, but that could also drive you mad. Like he could be so insane because he's lived hundreds of years, and had obviously a ton of loss, right? Because his first incarnation before he discovered the Lazarus Pit, I'm sure he had family that he watched go through and die. And then, so he's got to have that whole series of life events that he still has that is going to shape his psychosis at that point.
Boo.
So you want just a non-thinking, chaotic Joker.
Yeah, I want pure chaos.
Well,
but
chaotic
Jack Nicholson's
evil
version wasn't pure chaos. Yeah, he was still thinking. He was still an intelligent.
Which version?
Jack Nicholson.
Yeah, but that's Jack Nicholson.
Yes.
Well, I know, but
who pulls out this giant gun from his pants to shoot
the Batwing?
You
can't handle the truth.
You want to get nuts? Come on, let's.
But we've been saying like Bane broke Batman's back.
Well, you've been.
But
saying.
in Endgame, that's how Zack Snyder wanted to end his series. It ends with, or he wanted to end it with Joker and Batman dying together.
WB, like, call me, guys. Okay? I've sent you the email. I got you. Just give me a call.
It's not time for the final word yet, but save it. So.
yeah, I don't know. I just think, kind of, Matt, you had said earlier, like, I do think that Joker is just so perfect because he can adapt. It's entirely possible that Joker's not even one guy.
It's right? entirely possible that Joker is just in Batman's head. Just saying.
Who's Justin?
I mean, there is the whole theory that Batman's actually in an insane asylum and all the villains are people that work there.
See?
Like Two-Faces, the orderly that acts nice when people are looking, but then beats people up when people aren't.
That's very interesting, actually. Never heard that one, but that'd be fun to read. How about
I'd
John
actually
Avery?
Read that. If that was a graphic novel, I'd read that.
Yeah, I would totally read that. Got any thoughts before we vote?
I do. Obviously, we've talked about breaking the bat. I think the things that Joker has done to the Bat family are just as big a deal as physically breaking Batman.
I would say more, but yeah.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
as much, if not more.
That cuts
right.
Deeper,
because I think Batman's like, okay, fine, hurt me. That's fine.
Right.
You can hurt
me
all you want.
That's the price they pay to be the Batman.
But they're off limits.
Right.
Like paralyzing Barbara and killing Jason Todd. As much as people didn't like Jason Todd, like,
was that really a loss?
Not the worst Robin.
Just no, not
the worst
Robin,
but
like,
he does have two first names, and that's a problem.
Yeah. He doesn't want to take a sidekick for a while after that. Like, he cannot handle the fact that, like, in his mind, he's the reason that Jason died. So I think Joker has done more and can do more harm to Batman than Bane.
Let's make it official. It's the final, so we have to do it proper. John Avery.
Luke Skywalker.
Yep. Edson Bezerra.
I'm lost as who he voted for.
Mark Hamill.
Joker.
Gotcha.
There's the whole thing.
I'm going to vote for Joker.
Josh.
I think the fact that they painted over Cesar Romero's mustache during the series of Batman, hoping people wouldn't notice the fact that he had hair under the makeup, then the smile is vastly underrated. And the number one reason I'm voting for Joker, it's not actually the number one reason, but I love it. But it's Joker. It's definitely Joker.
Matt.
Joker.
Tim.
Joker.
There you have it. The Joker.
In case there was any doubt before we started this.
Best Batman villain.
Not named Joker.
That's right.
That's why I said Luke Skywalker.
Yeah, of course.
So we're voting for Joker?
Yes, Joker. Yes. He's Steve's brother.
Awesome. Thank you guys for participating. As always, thank you, Tim, for subbing in for our irreplaceable John Dobson.
Oh, he's being replaced. Didn't he get the memo?
Totally replaceable.
Stay tuned. Next week, next same Bat channel, however they used to say back in the day. And before we say goodbye, as always, check us out on social media. Let us know what you think. We've been asking lately for some ideas for if you guys have some great ideas for brackets. We'd like to at least hear them. So check us out and let us know. And with that, Mr. Matt has earned the final word. So take it away.
So here's the thing, DC. Like, you got to get this cinematic universe thing together. You really blew it, so you have to restart now because you can't include things that have already happened in anything you were going to do going forward because everything you've done is garbage, and it's embarrassing. And having an Aquaman movie where he just poses for 45 minutes is awkward, and I wish that you would have done a better job. Stop breaking my heart. I love you. Please stop breaking my heart and call me. I'll run it for you.
Tactician Luchador sounds like the 80s.